Between the high prices of heating fuel and construction materials in the Aleutians, the cost of building a house along the chain and living in it is higher than most places in the United States. But now two groups are teaming up to find an affordable and environmentally friendly design that works for the Aleutian Islands. The Aleutian Housing Authority and the Cascadia Green Building Council have organized a global contest to develop what's called a living building in Atka. Living buildings go beyond most green building standards. Mark Masteller is the Alaska director of the Cascadia Green Building Council, and he explains what buildings must do to qualify as living.
What you're looking at is a net zero energy building, so that means it produces as much energy as it uses over the course of a year. A net zero water building, which means it collects all its own water and treats all its own water. And it doesn't use any toxic materials. So the Living Building Challenge tries to look at all those things that make a comfortable, affordable home and rolls those all in together into one standard.
That means that the building's environmental footprint would be minimal and that the space would be practically self-sustaining. Masteller says that the building should also promote local food production. The building that AHA and Cascadia want designed is a single-family home that would replace one of the houses in the village of Atka. If this housing project is deemed a success, AHA's goal is to see homes like it sprout up across the Aleutians. Masteller says that it's important for design entrants to factor things like wind, cloud cover, and fluctuations in sunlight over the year as they're coming up with ways to heat and power the house. The building should also match the lifestyles of the community's residents.
We use the metaphor of a flower because a flower is rooted in place, and yet it gets all its energy from its environment. It doesn't pollute the environment. It, you know, uses and collects and treats its own water. So the idea is that the footprint matches the ecological systems and cultural and social systems that are part of where that building is placed.
The best design will be announced next May. The winners of the competition will be awarded $35,000 and given the chance to see their design completed.